breakfast with Half. It's the big yarn. Well, I
went back down. Went back down. It was Aston Villa, not West Ham. That's the one. Spot on from the Socceroos. He would know. He would know. He's out there.
Former teammate.
Former teammate, of course, in the Australian national lineup for the Socceroos. So, yes, Aston Villa was his team, not our friends at West Ham. But well done to the Hammers, blowing bubbles today. Very happy with their world. Now, the story today is key forwards in football. That's the big yarn today. We've talked a bit about Lance Franklin, who plays game number 350 tonight for Sydney and, well, Sydney and Hawthorn, but 350 tonight in the game for Sydney against St Kilda, kick off round 13 of the AFL. One that's probably gone under the radar from a Victorian perspective has been the 250th game upcoming for Taylor Walker, the big Texan from the Adelaide Crows. So together, this week, we've got two key forwards playing 600 games of AFL football, which is a massive achievement. I want to hear from Tex and hear what he has to say about his 250th game coming up this week.
It means a lot. I don't know, I played for North Broken Hill Bulldogs and I got to see some of the greats play, you know, your 200s and 300 games. And I was like, how good would that be to play for North Broken Hill Bulldogs? And I've been able to do it at the highest level and just through hard work and being resilient and not taking no for an answer, really. So, yeah, it's been a great journey and hopefully one that can continue on for a little bit longer.
Taylor Walker there, a former captain of the Adelaide Crows, of course. 250 games coming up, 564 goals. We know the Buds kicked over 1,000. Try being a key defender in these times when the key forwards are out there doing their things. Well, Scott Thompson was just that for the North Melbourne Football Club. Played on both of these superstars of the competition. Played 241 games himself. Was an outstanding footballer for the mighty Kangas. Game number 82 might bring back some memories for him. I reckon that was the day Buddy kicked 13. The former champ for the Kangaroos joins us on the line. Good morning, Scotty.
Morning, boys. How are you?
We're going well, mate. We're going well. When you hear those names, Franklin and Walker, what sort of comes to mind?
Yeah, obviously, playing on Walker, he was so strong, one-on-one, great lead-up. So he was tough, but I'd have to say, Buddy was a lot tougher. He had some sleepless nights knowing you were playing on him. And, he was ruthless, though. He was so good, and obviously Hawthorn and Sydney would look for him every time. And, you know, you think you're having a good game on him and keep him quiet for a half and then give him a little sniff, and then 10 minutes later he'll have three goals on you. And obviously I was involved in that game down in Launceston. And, I don't think he had kicked a goal until probably halfway through the first quarter, and then all of a sudden he just exploded.
What was that day like? I mean, Luke Delaney started on him, I think, that day. Nathan Grimer had some time on him as well, but you spent a good chunk on him that day. When the ball's coming in like it was that day, it was a 115-point win, I think, for the Hawks that day. So it was a fair bit of work in your area of the ground. What was it like for you as the defender?
Yeah, well, it's a funny game because I can remember it. I started on Cyril Rioli, and we were only, I think we went in at quarter time or with a minute to go at quarter time and we were even, and then they kicked the last goal in the first quarter. So it wasn't too bad. But then, the floodgates opened, and, yeah, Buddy was pretty tough. I can remember, I think I gave him, he got me holding the ball and gave him three free kicks and a turnover or something. It was tough. He was on fire. And once all the boys got a sniff that he was, you know, getting a big bag, they just targeted him even more. And, you know, you're trying to drop off and help out, or people are trying to help you out, and just nothing would happen. It was just a day out for him.
Did they clear the 50 that day to sort of empty everything out, just give him all the space he wanted? Was that what happened? I can't quite remember.
Yeah, a little. It happens sometimes when the team's getting smashed, and, you know, every line, like Hawthorn was on top of every line, and, you know, the ball was coming in pretty easy and we weren't getting the ball out, and it just seemed like he had as much space as he needed. And in the end, Nathan Grimer actually, you know, went all right on him for a quarter, but then in the last 10 minutes he just decided to turn it on again and kick probably 3 in 10 minutes again.
which you had a knack of doing through that period of time, and it was the dominant era for the Hawks through that time as well. Like, you played 241 games, and it was, you only finished, what, 3 or 4 years ago now. Do you look back and go, bloody hell, I played on some of the greats, how lucky I was, or do you look back and go, geez, I wish my job would have been a bit easier at times?
No, I look back. Well, I occasionally look back when I'm chatting to someone and they ask who I've played on. And, yeah, there were some great players, and obviously Buddy is at the top of that list with a few others. But, yeah, the game's obviously changed a little bit, even from 3 or 4 years ago. It's really going into that zone and intercept defender, which is, I think, good for the game, especially good for the key defenders.
You would have loved that.
Yeah. I used to like trying to intercept the ball as well, but nowadays it's more positional, it looks like, than actual who you're playing on.
You were playing under Brad Scott through most of those days, and these days he's coaching the Bombers. Are you keeping an eye on how they're going?
Yeah, I am. They're going all right, aren't they? Obviously, they've got some buy-in, Brad's got some buy-in, which is good for him, and he's obviously a great coach and a great tactical coach. So he looks like he's doing well so far.
He's going beautifully just at the moment. You're still a relatively young lad. Are you pulling the boots on anyway?
No. Since I've retired, I haven't played a game. So
what?
And not going to, I don't think. Yeah, no.
What are you doing with yourself these days, Scotty?
I am a carpenter at the moment. So I finished my apprenticeship and currently building my own house at the moment. So. Yeah.
Well, that saves having to worry about other tradies. You can do it yourself, mate. That's a great system.
Trying anyway.
Well, it sounds good. Two big key forwards having big moments this weekend, and great to get some insight from someone who played on them both, mate. We appreciate your time. Good luck with the house.
Thanks, mate.
Scott Thompson with his former North Melbourne defender. 241 games. He's a fantastic player. But that day, round 10 in 2012, when the big bud kicked 13, game number 82 for Scotty, as you could probably tell from that conversation, was front and centre. That day, he's right. Hawthorn led by 7 points at quarter time. And then all of a sudden, things got real. They kicked 7 goals in the second term, 8 goals in the third term, and 7 goals in the last term, and they only managed 5 more for the game from quarter time. So that's why the Hawks won by 115 points. And Bud, funnily enough, got the 3 Brownlow votes that day. I'm surprised by that. Bud kicked 13 goals, 4. That's a pretty good afternoon, I would have thought. 13 goals, 4 for the big Bud on that famous day in round 10, 2012. 350 for him tonight. 250 for the big Texan this weekend as well for Adelaide. Two of the great key forwards of modern era having a big weekend in the AFL.